Jesus knows what it's like to feel pain. His beating and crucifixion fulfilled the prophecy found in Isaiah 53. Hear these words. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. He was crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. He was oppressed and treated harshly. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter. Why? Why? So we could be forgiven of our sin. Hebrews 9:22, listen to this. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Jesus, being sacrificed on the cross, shed his blood so you and I could be forgiven. Romans 3:23. For everyone has sinned, we all fall short of God's glorious standard. Yet God, with undeserved kindness, declares that we are righteous. He did this through Christ Jesus, when Christ freed us from the penalty for our sins. For God presented Jesus as the sacrifice for sin. People are made right with God when they believe. When they believe that Jesus sacrificed his life, shedding his blood. Shedding his blood for us. By believing in Jesus Christ and trusting him as your Lord and Savior, you can have your sin forgiven and have an eternal home in heaven. But there's more. There is more to this. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10. Hebrews 2:10. God, for whom and through whom everything was made, chose to bring many children into glory. And it was only right that he should make Jesus, through his suffering, a perfect leader fit to bring them into their salvation. I read that and I thought, Jesus is supposed to suffer, and by suffering it makes him a perfect leader. I thought, wow, I thought he was perfect already. How can suffering make Jesus more perfect when you're already perfect? That's what it says. Through shedding and through suffering, shedding his blood, it's going to make him more perfect. What does that mean? For you and me, his suffering led to our salvation. But for Jesus, his suffering somehow made him more perfect. How's that? You know, what could he possibly be lacking? It sounds like there's something missing to make him more perfect than he already is. Well, the word perfect means complete. Complete. Perhaps the answer is that the Son of God could not suffer. Now think about this for a moment. The Son of God, God can't suffer. God is spirit. He doesn't have flesh and bones and nerve endings that he can feel pain. He's spirit. God is perfect in every way. God is beyond suffering. But as man, God the Son experienced suffering. Again, God the Spirit could not suffer, but God the Son in the form of the God-man, you know, that little baby in the manger. Now God can experience suffering. So now Jesus, God's Son, knows what it is like to hurt, to hunger, to thirst, to be beaten, and even die. Because now we're talking about the God-man, fully God and fully human. Now he can suffer. Now he knows what it's like. Now we can say, as we would today, been there, done that. But he couldn't do that until he became a baby, until he became the God-man. My pain, your pain, because of Jesus, now God completely understands. Amazing. The blood of Jesus set us free from our sin. Praise the Lord. But also remember, Jesus suffered willingly. And the fact that he suffered willingly must mean that suffering has a purpose. And it did. Jesus suffered for what purpose? So he could have real, true compassion for you and me. Because now he can say, I know how you feel. Been there, done that. God knows how you feel. Knowing that he knows can make all the difference. Really can. I think Peter understood. 1 Peter 5, 7. He wrote, give all your worries and your cares to God, for he cares about you. Because of the cross, he knows and he cares. What a mighty God we serve. He died on the cross to forgive us of our sin, and he died on the cross so he could have compassion for us. So he could truthfully say, I know how you feel. That's love. That's love. Father God, we praise you, we thank you, we worship you for sending Jesus. Lord, we want to take a few minutes now and remember the cross and remember your broken body, your shed blood, Lord. We say thank you for our salvation, and we say thank you for your compassion, because your compassion is real. It's real. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. In your name, Lord, we pray. Amen.